अव्यक्त बाप दादा सादर पधारिए मंजुल मधुर निमंत्रण अंतःकरण से कण कण प्रभु आपको बुलाता सादर पधारिए
Good morning. Some of you understood the words of the song, and maybe some recognized it from Madhuban, but it's the song of invocation for Baba. And so today is the first day that we have the Avyakt meeting in Madhuban. And so they would be playing the song in Madhuban. They would have played it a few hours ago in the morning. And so we've heard the same song here. And so yes, we're looking forward to seeing what Baba has to say in the afternoon. But today, of course, we have the Avyakt Murali. And I also want to mention something else. Today is the day that's recognized yesterday. Yesterday, Navratri started. The nine nights of the worship of the Shaktis. And it continues till the 25th of the month. And so, yesterday, the invocation of the Shaktis, and of course, everything is very different this year. In Bharat also, everything is very different. Normally they would be having a lot of dancing for Navratri, especially in Gujarat. But everything is calm and quiet and different. But it's a wonderful reminder that at the time of darkness that the world is going through today, it is those who took God's power and were able to share God's power with the world that was able to bring about transformation. And so the role of the Shaktis was to finish the darkness, awaken souls, but also to destroy all negativity. It's not just Shankar who's remembered as the one who is the destroyer of evil, but definitely it was the Shaktis also who were remembered for the same task. Kali, the destroyer of death. Durga, the one who destroys all negativity and so on. And all these names of the Shaktis are connected either with Shiva or they're connected with Brahma or they're connected with their virtues. So very definitely a big, big signal that all of this happens in Sangam Yuga through our connection with Bab Dada and also the role that these souls have played. And so last week we heard a very detailed murali about Mother Amba and also Lakshmi and the roles that these two souls play. It's the same soul actually, Amba and Lakshmi, but of course when Amba is doing her work, then many, many others also with her, not just one Shakti, but many Shaktis. And so it's quite amazing how the memorial continues 2,500 years later, but it's an indication that there's something very deep within the soul that then emerges at that time of bhakti. And so somebody asked a question the other day. On the one side we are creating the kingdom, and so number wise, subjects and so on, but apart from that, Baba says we are also creating the bhagats. And so there are souls who would have actually received so much from Baba through Baba's instruments, everybody is taking that Shakti from Baba now. And then yes, 9 have been remembered at this time of year before the Sera, and 9 have been remembered in the month of March, April, March usually, just before Ram Navami, the birth of Rama. So 18 special souls who have been remembered. The 8 is always a special figure, but 18 actually have been remembered. And so the memorial of whatever happens today, and souls take benefit. And yes, all of that happens. Baba gives us so much understanding that we are able to conquer death, Kali. We're able to get rid of all our weaknesses and all the negativity, the Durga, Durguna, removing all the badness. But also taking in all the virtues, Saraswati, the knowledge, and then you have Santoshi, contentment. And so I was just thinking how whatever is the greatest need at a time, so that is remembered as the memorial, because souls have received that. And maybe if there's one particular condition of humanity, and it's everyone, there's a state of discontent. Is that right? You have too much money, you want more, and you're afraid, you don't know what to do with it. You don't have enough money, there's discontent. It's hot and there's discontent. You want it to be cold. When it's cold, you want it to be hot. There's discontent. I live in the countryside and I'm discontent because I don't have the facilities. I live in the city and I wish I was living in the country. So just go through everything that people complain about and you'll see that in every situation there's discontent. Instead of the other way where, okay, according to drama, this is where I am, this, it's still very strong echo. This is where I'm meant to be, and so while I'm here, let me enjoy it, take benefit from it, and whatever the opportunities come, I can definitely take a lot. And so that situation is, Santoshi Ma. Who had heard of Santoshi Ma 30 years ago? I don't think many people worshipped Santoshi Ma. And over the last 20 years, especially the last 10 years, the worship of Santoshi Ma has become more and more popular because it's something that the souls truly need. They need that contentment which they're not experiencing. So the Shaktis and being able to give so much to the whole world. But I also want to take up a little bit about the Murli that we're going to hear this morning. There are 3 words that we always hear. And if you look at the story of the Yajna, the story, the history of the Yajna also can be put into these 3 words. And that is Tyag, Tapasya, Seva. Tyag, renunciation, tapasya, and then service. And in terms of the history of the Yajna, that's exactly how it was. They had total renunciation of everything in the beginning, and then it was 14 years of tapasya, just tapasya, and then after that was the period of service. And when we come to Baba, even though it might not be 14 years of tapasya in the same way, but the same 3 patterns exist for all of us also. The first story, if I'm not willing to recognize the difference between what Baba is giving me and what the world can give me, there is no sense of renunciation. Why should I renounce if I'm content and happy with whatever I have? Fine, let me carry on with it. There won't be the motivation, the incentive to actually make that switch and become a Brahmin. Am I right? But Baba is offering me something more. And so because I see that what I really want is what God offers me, then I'm willing to let go. If I didn't see that, and there's plenty of people who don't see that, so they're still thinking that the world can offer them whatever they want, it's fine. But those who recognize that Baba's giving me something more, then whatever is the renunciation that is needed, and on one level it's not a huge amount of renunciation, you still stay at home, you still stay with your family, you still carry on comfortably. So it's not the renunciation like the Jain monks or nuns or the sadhus who leave everything and just go. And so still in the same situation, but we recognize that whether it's change of diet, change of timetable, whatever it may be, there's something more that Baba wants, that Baba's waiting to give to you. And so the renunciation happens, and to the extent that there's the letting go, to that extent there is tapasya. Without letting go, your head is caught up totally with everything that's around, and you don't have the space for tapasya. And tapasya means being able to let go, and then I can remember the One. And to whatever extent you've experienced what Baba is giving you through tapasya, knowledge is wonderful, it's beautiful, but it's through yoga that you're actually able to get the power, the love, the joy, and that is then the motivation to serve others. Without that experience of Baba's love, what you're going to tell people is just theory. And this is why Baba says it's your experience that is the foundation to be able to bring other souls to Baba. And so Tya Tapasya Seva, it's part of our journey, everyone's journey also. But then there's one little thing that comes in, and Baba's described that, and that is that there's this thought of taking. Now, I've been able to let go of whatever it is that I had before, in terms of not letting my mind stay attached to all of that, and I'm ready for my tapasya, and I've begun my tapasya, but Maya is omnipresent. God is not omnipresent, but Maya definitely is omnipresent. And there's no one who's free from Maya, not at this point. Those who became free have moved on. And yes, I know that we have a few of the dadis who Baba has still kept here as an example. And I saw a lovely photograph of the three dadis who are still around yesterday, I think. There's Dadi Gulzar, there's Dadi Ratan Moini, and there's Ishu Dadi. So you have this new Trimurti now, these three dadis who are still with us. And so I think Baba's keeping them here to be the image, the embodiment of the love that we saw in Baba, Mama, and the other dadis, the wisdom, the power of silence. So all three of them share this. But we also know that everybody else still making effort and different things happen. But the big thing that comes, the thought that I should get this, I should get that. Whether it's facilities that I think I need, whether it's respect and love that I think that others should give me, whether it's appreciation and regard. So on the one side, I've let go of so much and it's okay. It was because of Baba's love that I was able to let go. But yet if these thoughts come into my mind, all of these then means that my renunciation is spoiled, but equally my tapasya is spoiled. And so what's going to be the quality of my service? Then my service isn't truly a giving to others, but more I've got my vision focused on what it is I need to receive. And so It's a word that is connected with another word in Hindi. You've heard this word, devta. And I think everybody recognizes that word, the deity. And so, there are the deity souls of Satyug, but the word devta actually translates as dene vala, the one who gives. And the other side is levta. Devta, the one who gives, and levta, the one who takes. So what is it that I'm doing? Am I here to become a devta and start that process today of giving, giving, giving? Or are there still thoughts that I have about receiving from Baba and receiving from the family? I don't even need to have thoughts about receiving from Baba, because Baba's there and Baba's saying, take as much as you choose, take as much as you wish. And I want to take that up in just a few minutes again. But this aspect of this desire coming to receive, to take, and Baba's described it in many muralis, how if I wait for someone else to give me respect, then I give respect. Well, that's a business. That's not giving. Or if I say, well, they don't love me. They don't show me any love. And so how can I give love? And the lesson that I learned from Daddy way, way back at the beginning of training in Abu, and a small group of us with Daddy, and she was not well. Daddy's ill health was a story through all her journey. And yet she was constantly serving. So in this particular occasion, she was in a tiny little room at the back of the history hall. And she was lying down, but there were a group of us who she'd invited to come to Madhuban for training. And she asked us to meet her every morning and every night. And so after the murali, we'd go to her. Then at night, we'd again go to her. And she'd be monitoring what we were doing and also sharing powerful inspirations. And so one day she said, and this was at night, and so one night she said she wanted us to share our experiences. And one person in particular said that they weren't feeling very happy because it felt as if they weren't loved. And Daddy heard them and then said, well, tomorrow try giving love and then tell me tomorrow night what you felt. And that soul really, really took it to heart and did that. And the next day, they were giving time to people, they were smiling at people, they were giving, listening to them. And so it was truly, truly a giving. And that night, again, the same group, and Daddy asking what happened. And this person said, Daddy, I feel so happy. And Daddy said, how come? And she said, as I was sharing with others, as I was giving to others, it made me so happy. And so the reality, if I'm asking for something, then am I going to get it? Am I not going to get it? Well, it depends on the other. And it means that I'm not free, I'm dependent. But if I can start giving without thinking about receiving anything in return, then in that mode of being the devta, dene vala, the one who gives, the happiness of that comes back to me. But of course, also the love from them comes back to me also. So give whatever it is you feel you need. It's a policy they have in India. They give in donation whatever it is they think they need. And it actually comes back to them multiplied. And it's a fact. I want love, let me share it, let me give it. And it's going to come back in abundance. There's going to be no shortage of it whatsoever. And so Baba reminding us that if you want to have renunciation, so that you can have tapasya, so that your tapasya can prepare you and fill you, and then you can serve, then you have to make sure that there's not the slightest thought of taking, but always, always the thought of giving. And within the giving, Baba's talked about having an open door within the Sikh religion in particular. There's a tradition of every Gurdwara, the temple place of the Sikhs, the langar, the bhandara, the kitchen is open all the time. And there's constantly food being prepared so that whoever comes is able to have something. And it's a beautiful tradition, and it's continued wherever the Sikhs have gone in the world. And so I know that during lockdown, many, many of the Gurdwaras, serious lockdown, now it keeps changing and shifting. But during that period, all the Gurdwaras, not just in India, but here also, all over the country, they were the people who were cooking and who were giving, and people came and were being fed. Whether it's hundreds or whether it's thousands, whatever is the capacity of the human resources, they're able to do this because it's very much ingrained. So Baba's used this word langar. Keep your door totally open so that whoever comes is given something to nourish the soul. And you personally are able to constantly keep giving, giving, giving. How much have you received from Baba? You've received all the treasures of knowledge. You've received all the treasures of happiness, all the treasures of power, a huge amount of love. And so all the virtues, you've received all the virtues from Baba. And so whoever you meet, give them something from that treasure store. Otherwise you're keeping all of that for yourself, but you haven't served anyone. But something out of your treasure store, keep giving, and yes, then you'll be the children of the one who's the bestower, and you'll be the ones who are the master bestowers of fortune for others also. I want to take up another little aspect of this thing of taking from Baba. Sometimes Baba has told us to be careful that you're using everything that Baba has given to us in the right way. And I'm thinking about the powers. It applies to everything that Baba has given us. But I'm thinking especially about the powers because it's Navratri, the time of the worship of the goddesses and so on. And so Baba gives me spiritual power. But what am I supposed to use this power for? And yes, some of the powers are very much the powers that I need for myself and my own journey. So the power to discern, very much it's for me, the power to pack up, the power to accommodate. Some of these are very much for me. But for example, I'm looking at the contrast of the power to tolerate and the power to face. And I'm thinking how, if there's somebody I love, then I tolerate a huge amount. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And yet, if there's somebody that I don't get on with so well, a little thing they do is a source of irritation. And maybe not just a little bit of irritation, but becomes a huge amount of conflict. Can I use the power of tolerance, not just in one or two cases, in one or two relationships, but can I use the capacity to tolerate with whoever it is I happen to be with? The other day, Baba Smurli was very strong, a Sakar Murli. And Baba was talking about the military. Anyone remember that Murali a few days ago? And in that it was, if you are asked to do something or asked to go somewhere, there's no margin for discussion. Either you do it and you stay, or you don't do it, out. There's no margin. And so Baba is saying that Baba is actually the commander, and this is the spiritual military. So I cannot say to Baba, I cannot get on with this individual, and so I want to leave and go somewhere else. And Baba is saying that you can take the power of tolerance. And so instead of using the power of tolerance, what I'm doing is I'm using the power to face. And I'm facing them, I'm opposing them. It is actually two opposites, the power to tolerate and the power to face. But where am I supposed to use either one of these? The power to face and to oppose, if I need to oppose something, it's not because of differences of opinion. It's where I'm being challenged on my principles. A basic thing in Brahmin life. If I'm being challenged for purity, then have I taken enough power from Baba that I'm actually able to stand up for myself and have the power to face the situation? And so that's one classic example that keeps coming up in Brahmin life, of course, with new ones who come. My food habits, my dietary system. Do I have the power to absolutely stand up for myself and say, no, I will not have anything which is not sattvic? If I say, well, what can I do because of this, because of that? I don't think anybody sitting here, it doesn't apply to anyone here, I know that. All of you are following all of Baba's systems. But it's just an example of where it is I need to stand up for something. If something is false, and maybe it comes up in your workplace, maybe it comes up in social gatherings, different things, but where it is that I need to be very clear about what is truth and what it is I want to stand up for, then yes, I have to have the courage and the power and the faith to say, no, I will not allow myself to do that. At one point, Nadia had said something very interesting. Nobody should be able to stop me from doing what I know is right. And nobody should be able to put such pressure on me that I do something that I know is wrong. And so whether it's to prevent me from doing right, I need power to face that and make sure I do what I need to do. But if also they're putting pressure to do something wrong, again, I need power so that I don't get into that trap and say, well, because of this one, because of that one. And so conflict of sanskaras, I was saying, no, at that moment, they prefer it this way, you prefer it this way, your opinion is this, their opinion is this, it's okay. And even if I tolerate 10 times, and this is not just from Baba, but it comes in all the traditions, because the basic things that Baba has taught us are found in all the different traditions. And so the other thing that happens is where I've tolerated once, twice, 5 times, 8 times, and then the 10th time I snap. How much tolerance do I have? And what is Baba going to say? And so I can't say I tolerated a lot and it's too much. No, but why am I there? What am I tolerating? One person's behavior, it's okay. I remember somebody had come to London and it was a difficult situation. they kept wanting to do things that really weren't very comfortable. And Daddy was here, so I was very fortunate. So Daddy was constantly reminding me and was my mentor. And so I said to her, I don't think I want to engage with this individual again. And she was silent. Then after some time she said, well, this person is involved in this particular area of service, and if you don't engage with them, whose loss is it going to be? Is it your loss or is it their loss? And I had to acknowledge it was my loss, because they would find somebody else to engage with that particular area of service. And so it was an important lesson. And Sen Baba says, don't misuse the treasures that Baba has given you. I've often thought, well, yes, one is to waste my time, one is to waste my thoughts. The other Baba is talking about don't waste the powers, don't waste the virtues that Baba's given you. And so just a little bit of reflection on that, and seeing that my likes and my dislikes get in the way of using the powers that Baba has given me, or the virtues that Baba's given me. And so really to take whatever Baba gives, but also then to be able to absolutely give freely and without discrimination all the treasures that Baba's giving. I share happiness with one, and I can't sit and share happiness with another. So that's not keeping the door open and being able to share and just give freely and generously. So the mantra from today's Murali, don't be a taker, but be a giver, and constantly keep giving. And your own treasure store will multiply. Again, everybody's had that experience. You've given something to another, and the contentment and the happiness that comes from that is the treasure that you get today. Never mind Satyug and whatever happens then, but the treasures are today. But these three words definitely go together: the renunciation, the tapasya, and the service. And just a little bit more about tapasya. The word tapasya, the heat, the power. So not just a little bit of remembrance, a little bit of meditation, but to be able to create that consciousness in which truly is just me and Baba. And I feel the power of that and the force of that. And I know that it's this that is melting my sanskars that I want to change. And if I don't know which sanskars I want to change, let me take the time and have that introspection so that I can see which are those sanskars that are not the deity sanskars. And Baba said something very lovely, that if you emerge those sanskars of giving and being a benefactor, not just for yourself but for others, then in that giving, other sanskars will go away. You're not using them, you're using the sanskar of giving, and so the other sanskars will gradually get subdued and fade away and not appear for the rest of the cycle until the end of Kali Yuga. So every day, beautiful Muralis, and today we have another one in the afternoon. And again, after that, we have third Sunday. So today is going to be a full day. And afterwards, when we separate into the different Muralis, we're going to have a little bit more information about what further attention we need to pay. Things are good, and everybody's been very cooperative, but a few more details about what needs a bit more attention, but in all the different languages, so we don't have to take three times the amount of time now. But also one more thing. Many of you know Tarachand Bhai. No one? Yes? Some of you? Tarachand Bhai, a very lovely soul, and for the last several weeks in hospital, he'd had a fall and then caught an infection in hospital, went into a coma, And we kept getting news and we were sharing it with the morning class, but maybe not the Sunday class. But yesterday at 12:20 in the afternoon, the soul flew away. We knew that it was the end time. And of course, given the conditions of hospitals, no visitors were allowed. But his daughter kept in touch, and so and he shared his feeling. The family wasn't in Gyan, but he shared his thoughts with them that he wanted a BK funeral, and so that will be happening at some point in the coming days. So we'll send our thoughts of love for that soul. Whoever remembers Sarachan Pai has one comment to make about him. How kind he always was and how helpful he always was. He spent a period of time in Oxford helping out in Oxford also, but then came back to London, and so he would sit here somewhere near the front always. So we'll offer Bhog to Baba now. Om Shanti.